Well, sticking with the music industry, let's move to a big story in the world of pop music. If it were up to Lady Gaga, we would not be able to play this song yet.
I live for the applause, applause, applause. I live for the applause, applause, live for the applause, applause.
That song is called Applause. It was supposed to be released on August 19th, but it was leaked on the internet, so Gaga and her record label decided to release it early. That is a common occurrence these days for musicians, and joining us to talk about it from the Bloomberg newsroom in New York is Claire Suddeth, an entertainment reporter for Bloomberg Businessweek. Claire, there's an interesting backstory here. Tell us what happened with Lady Gaga's release over the weekend.
Well, so she has a new album coming out in November called Art Pop, and on August 19th, she was going to release the first single off of it called Applause, which you just heard, but it showed up on the internet over the weekend, and so she tweeted some very angry things. I think her main complaint was that as an artist, she had sort of lost control over her work, and it's not someone else's decision when to release her songs. Then her label decided that they would just push it out early.
How did it leak? How did it get put out on the internet before she wanted it to be there?
You know, that is a really good question. The single was supposed to come out pretty soon, and so when you are so close to the release date, at that point, the tracks are everywhere. They're going to be uploaded to iTunes. The CDs are out and being sent to people, and so it's sort of inevitable. I mean, usually when leaks happen, it's within the 2 weeks to a month before something comes out.
She is not the only one dealing with this. Katy Perry's new single, Roar, leaked 2 days before it was supposed to come out, and then the record label also ended up releasing it early. Let's take a listen to that. And when it was posted, Katy Perry tweeted, "Looks like there's a tiger on the loose." So what about this strategy of just pushing up the release date?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I think that two things are happening here. One is there's this generally held belief that if a song leaks, then it can be pirated, and that will lead to a decrease in sales, because if people can get the song for free, why are they going to bother to wait, you know, 2 weeks or a month or whatever it is, to download it and pay. So they just release it early with the hopes that, well, if you want the real version, here it is. And then there was some speculation that it would actually help boost the songs up the charts, but that does not seem to be the case.
How common is this? I mean, these are two big musicians, Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Does this happen with all kinds of artists?
Yes, it is generally understood that if you are a relatively famous artist and you have a song or an album coming out anytime soon, it's probably going to get leaked. I think it's rarer that it does not get leaked.
Now, there was one that did not leak, famously. This is David Bowie's most recent album, The Next Day. Let's take a listen to some of that.
They live upon their feet and they die upon their knees. They can work with Satan while they dress like the saints. They know God exists, but a devil told them so. They scream my name aloud, turn and tell the world below. Here I am, not quite dying, not far yet to rot in a hollow tree.
Claire, this is the title track, The Next Day. Why didn't that one leak?
I think a lot of people didn't know that he was going to release an album until right before it came out, so no one was really looking for it. But interestingly enough, that album was one of the few that iTunes has experimented with streaming online in its entirety, so before it came out, you could listen to the entire thing. In a way, it's almost like, why would you bother to leak it then? Because you can listen to it online for free and then decide to buy it after that.
So maybe the best way to keep your album from leaking is just to keep the entire idea that you're making an album totally secret.
Yeah, I think so. Another interesting one is the Kanye and Jay-Z album, Watch the Throne.
Yep.
It was one of the first major hip-hop releases in years that did not get leaked. The way they did that was when people would come in to lay down tracks, they would do it in person rather than emailing them back and forth, which is what usually happens. So you can either take the extreme precautionary measures like that, or, you know, with Kanye's most recent album, Yeezus, he just sort of gave up and said, I'm going to have an outdoor listening party. You can record if you want to. You know, take pictures on your phone, send it to friends. He sort of didn't care that time.
Claire Suddeth is an entertainment reporter for Bloomberg Businessweek, talking with us about leaks in pop music. Claire, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Me and the RZA connect. as we listen to Jay-Z, Jeremy, I'm reminded that I think I'm on a little bit of a smackdown with our culture critic, Renee Graham, because I tweeted this weekend's Jay-Z Justin Timberlake concert at Fenway was better than the Rolling Stones, and Renee is accusing me of blasphemy.
You know, I'm accusing you of making me jealous again about the fact that you went to see Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake at Fenway, and apparently the Rolling Stones too, Robin.
Well, okay, sorry. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Yeah. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.